Hanging over all this research, however, were two severely limiting factors. First, the official documents relating to the scandal had disappeared. And second, most of the participants had died without talking, while those who survived continue to maintain silence. As for the missing documents, their disappearance is an intriguing story in itself, the main details of which are covered in this book. Three of the eight ballplayers signed confessions, but they were stolen from the Illinois State's Attorney's Office before the trial. The last reference to their whereabouts dates back to 1924. Somewhat the same story applies to the voluminous testimony of the turbulent 1920 grand jury investigations of gambling and baseball. No one with whom I came in contact had ever seen the transcripts, nor had they any idea where they might be found. Fortunately, most of the important testimony, including the confessions, was leaked to the battery of hungry reporters who crowded the hallways outside the grand jury room. As for the records of the 1921 trial, with the cooperation of John Stamos, assistant Illinois state's attorney in 1960, a thorough search of the basement archives in the criminal courts building was made. It revealed only a despairing recollection from an aging clerk that someone else was hunting for them a dozen or so years ago, but they were not to be found, then or now.